Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from the veteran and certainly legendary post-bop saxophonist and flautist Kenny Garrett, we begin the 720th episode of Neon Jazz. That was the song Hargrove off his latest release, 2021's Sounds from the Ancestors. On this new sonic voyage, he stays true to his sound while leaning on the voices of the past to create an album that is one of the best of the year. And speaking of years, we caught up with him here at the show to talk about this album and his life lately as COVID continues to roar on. And this is what he had to say.
And put it in focus, I kind of feel that there were a lot of lessons that we needed to get. You know, that whole year of just sitting, it was definitely reflective. And, you know, I could start thinking about what the things, you know, you can be a better person. You know, you can do things differently. You know, I think it was a lot of lessons that we had to learn. And I'm thankful, you know, for the lessons and the blessings.
This Detroit native has always hit the proverbial ground running, whether it was with his father, who was a carpenter and played tenor saxophone as a hobby, giving him the gift, or under the leadership of Mercer Ellington when he joined the Duke Ellington Orchestra. That would lead him into a flurry of seminal gigs with the likes of legends like Art Blakey, Miles Davis, Freddie Hubbard, and the great Woody Shaw. His first album as a band leader was way back in 1984, introducing Kenny Garrett on the Criss Cross label. And that would be the start of something stellar, the real birth and rise of Kenny as we know it. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town full of hope and music, from venues up and down the urban alleys to the suburban crosswalks, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Loaded, packed, and full of some grand music. And this next segment here is going to be hard for me. I lost my best friend from childhood over this last weekend. Announced on September 27th, 2021, Mr. Bill Denny, originally of Liberty, Missouri, but calling Kansas City home for some time, left us way, way too soon. He was a few clicks before 50, and we shared quite a bit in this lifetime. Our love of sports, autograph hunting, of those athletes back in the 80s. It was a delightful time, and there was so much more. We really reconnected later in our lives, and it was a delight. He grew to be a great friend, and he had a thriving pimento cheese empire here in Kansas City. It was the best you could ever taste, and he was always a huge fan of Neon Jazz and what we were doing around here. And he was a wondrous and kind soul that lived his own way. And as we get into Frank Sinatra with a live version of My Way, we're all going to miss you something very, very badly, Bill. Thanks for being you and giving us a glimpse into how good a friend can be and a human can thrive. Cheers.
And now the end is near, so I face that final curtain. My friends, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I am certain. I've lived a life that's full. I traveled each and every highway, and more, much more. I did it my way. Regrets, I had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, I saw it all through, without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I guess you knew, when I bit off much more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up, then spit it out. I grew tall through it all, and did it my way. I laughed, loved, and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. Now as the tears subside, I find that it was all amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way, no, not me, I did it. What is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it. Thank you. Thank you.
That was a longtime member of the famed Yellow Jackets and a cat branching out on his own these days. That was veteran pianist Russell Ferrante with the tune 57 Chevy off his newest Tasty 2021 CD, Inflection. The name of the CD, indicative of our times, is the Latin root inflexionem, meaning to bend in, to change direction. Joining him on piano is Michael Valerio on bass and Steve Schaefer on the drums. Originally from San Jose, he started on the keys at 9, but it was a show as a kid that he saw that really laid an impression on him.
It had a really big impact on me. I saw a double bill of Jimi Hendrix and Chicago at, I think it was the Oakland Coliseum. I just remember, you know, whatever, how many tens of thousands of people packed into this huge arena. That was kind of overwhelming.
So the topic of Kenny Garrett is not quite over with yet. As we get into Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with Hank Symphony, Kenny explains what both Art and Miles Davis taught him, how they saw music. This is big.
I think what Art Blakey and Miles gave me two different takes on the same story. Art Blakey taught us about the music coming from the creator to the musician to the audience. Miles Davis didn't speak about it so much. He just showed you what it was. Art Blakey said what it was. Miles wanted you to find what it was.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Papo Vasquez. I'm in New York City, and I'm listening to Neon Jazz Radio with my buddy Joe Domino in Kansas City.
That was trombonist, composer, arranger, Grammy nominee, NEA master with 45 plus years of a career spanning jazz, Latin, and Afro-Caribbean music, Pepo Vasquez, joined by his Mighty Pirates Troubadours with the tune New York Latin Jazz Mambo off his newest 2021 CD, Chapter 10, Breaking Cover. He was born in Philadelphia, PA, but his younger formative years were in Puerto Rico. And by 17, he headed to New York City, and he never looked back. From the veteran and mentor, bandleader, arranger, and composer of salsa and Latin jazz, here's Eddie Palmieri, who has been at it for almost 60 years. And as we get into the tune, Mi Cumbia Original, off a 2006 Best of Eddie disc, here's Pepo with some thoughts.
The thing is that by the time I was on my second year of high school, I'm performing with one of the top, local bands who were alternating with the New York Latin band. Eddie Palmieri, Larry Harlow. That's how I got to meet the guys from New York. That's how I was able to move to New York. Of course, what made it easier was that I also had an aunt and uncle who lived in New York City, and that was I used that as a springboard. That's how my mother and my dad, they allowed me to go to New York.
Ay, mi cumbia colombiana, ay, mi cumbia, ay, mi cumbia colombiana, ay, mi cumbia, muy colombiana,
mira que te canto,
muy colombiana,
tu cumbia sabrosa,
muy colombiana,
ay, tú eres hermosa,
muy colombiana,
yo quiero cantarle,
muy colombiana,
me quiero brindarle,
muy colombiana.
Mozambique en cumbia, ay que cumbia, Mozambique en cumbia, mira que cumbia. Cumbia, Mozambique en cumbia, ay que cumbia, Mozambique en cumbia, mira que cumbia.
Hi, my name is Maria Grand. I play saxophone and I am based in New York City. You are listening to me on Neon Jazz out of Kansas City.
Now take your day. 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 Now take your day.
That was New York City jazz saxophonist, composer, educator, and vocalist Maria Grand with the title track off her 2021 CD, Now Take Your Day. Growing up, there was no one more important to her ears and soul than Dinah Washington. And during a recent interview with the show, she explained.
I had a CD of Dinah Washington, and I think it's called Dinah with an exclamation mark. But she sings A Cottage for Sale. There'll be some changes made. And there's a big band, and I'm pretty sure Ben Webster played the solos. And, you know, that was my album when I was a kid. I would play that all day in my little, you know, CD player. So I just love these things. You know, I love this music.
And here is Maria's favorite next on the show. Legendary vocalist and pianist Dinah with her anthem, Me and My Gin, off a 2013 Best of Disc. Doesn't get any better than this.
'Cause I'm in my sin. I said, stay away from me. 'Cause I'm in my sin. But if this joint is raided, oh, somebody bring me my gin. Well, now don't mess with me, nobody. 'Cause you will never win. I said, don't mess with me, nobody. Ooh, no. 'Cause you will never win. I'll fight the Army and the Navy, Air Force and anybody, if somebody brings me my gin. Well, any bootlegger, go on and show him a pal of mine. I know you heard me, I said any bootlegger. All you gotta do is show him a pal of mine. 'Cause a good bottle of gin will get it anytime. Especially when I get high and ain't got nothing to do, I know you heard me say when I get high, high, there ain't nothing I won't do. So just keep me full of good liquor, and I'll be nice to you. Front door. Yeah, I got juice last night, and I took my man to his wife's front door. Oh, but she was a 45 packing mama, and I ain't gonna try that no
My name is Yoon Mi Choi, Korean jazz pianist, living in Korea, but I also play in New York City. Thank you for listening, interview in Neon Jazz Radio.
Thank you.
That was South Korean-born New York City jazz pianist Yoon Mi Choi with the song Second Day off her very nice 2021 CD, 7 Days, continuing that lineage of wonderful albums coming out this year. From the very early part of her life, she loved jazz, and during a recent interview with the show, she explained.
So what can I do, like, if I can play, like, more freely? So everyone said, like, yeah, that's jazz. Like, if you want to freely make the music, and then as you want to, so jazz. That's first I liked.
One of her cherished sort of listening pleasures is pianist Red Garland. And as we get into the tune Your Red Wagon off the 1959 LP Red's Blues, listen to her talk about it.
I really love Red Garland. I love his old albums, his playing, and Wynton Kelly too. It doesn't mean like I wanted to play like them, like their music, but I just listen a lot, like especially Red Garland, I listen a lot.
Thank you. finally is the Czech-born American jazz bassist and alto saxophonist. He was prolific, man. George Mraz with the tune 15 off the 2015 CD Plucking and Bowing. And that's what he did, man. This is another titan that we lost in the world of jazz. He left us on September 16, 1 week past his 77th birthday. Known for good work as a member of Oscar Peterson's group and working with Pepper Adams, Stan Getz, and Tommy Flanagan. Man, it goes on and on and on, and we say thanks to this giant in the world of jazz. And with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a broadcaster that's always exhibiting the best part, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.